It's one military commander from each side. That's what you'd expect in this kind of situation. So the first is Peter Gadet, who is a rebel commander, and he is accused of leading the attack on the town of Bentiu in April of this year. And the EU said at least 200 civilians were killed in this attack. And so he's responsible for fueling a cycle of violence and obstructing the political process and for serious human rights violations. That's the EU's words. And the second figure is a government commander, Santino Deng, the commander of the 3rd Infantry Division. Now, he retook the town of Bentiu from the rebels in May the following month. And so he's been put on this list because he is accused then of breaking the ceasefire that both parties had signed.
Presumably the EU has been keeping a tab on his activities. Is there an explanation for why they've decided to take this action now?
Not specifically stated, but I think there's a growing frustration that both sides have not respected the cessation of hostilities agreement that they've signed, and also that there seems to be no progress being made at the talks. You'll remember that both sides agreed to come to agreement on the form of an interim government within 60 days. Mm. We're halfway through that period and there seems to be no progress. Talks are stalling. So I think it's a signal to both leaders, both sides, get your act together.
What impact will this decision have?
Well, I think it is a threat towards the leaders that more could come. I think the opposition will be happy, the rebels, that the EU's arms embargo has been maintained because they don't have the resources of the government and that affects the government more than it does them. Speaking yesterday, Riek Machar, when the news came out but not the individual's names, this is what he had to say.
I supported sanctions. What do they sanction from me? I buy no arms. I have no property abroad. So the American sanctions, you know, when they name two generals, one of the generals is under my command. What does that general have? Peter Gadet, he has nothing. He has nothing in Kenya, he has nothing in South Sudan, he has nothing elsewhere. So the sanctions should be applied, but they will affect the government more.
Well, that's Riek Machar talking about Peter Gadet, already sanctioned by the Americans, now by the EU too. I tried to get a government reaction, couldn't speak to people, but Atin Wek, who's the presidential spokesman, he said this could be a setback to the talks, he told Reuters. The government not very happy with this decision, it seems.
All right then, James Copnall there, many thanks to you.